Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Beth McCormick. Sister Beth lives in Croton-on-Hudson in New York and is retired from active ministry. Her reflection is entitled Radical Kinship.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for the Most High is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. In 2017, a book with the intriguing title Barking to the Choir was published here in the States. The author is Gregory Boyle, the California Jesuit who began what would become Homeboy Industries, the largest gang intervention program in the world. In light of our gospel passage today, even more intriguing to me than the title of the book is its subtitle, The Power of Radical Kinship. The Power of Radical Kinship. That sounds to me like the underlying answer to questions raised by this gospel. How can we love our enemies or do good to those who hate us, bless those who curse us, give, it seems, to everyone? How can we be expected to act in ways so contrary to our culture? Ways that strike us as utterly against the grain of our very nature. How, indeed, could it be radical kinship? Jesus speaks from an ethic of love, of generosity, that does stand in vivid contrast to the cultural air we breathe. So this portion of the Sermon on the Plain in Luke is profoundly challenging. These radical imperatives of Jesus call for a radical response from his followers. Luke makes clear that the coming of Christ into the world makes a huge difference, particularly in how we relate to other members of the human family, our kin. In the second reading, Paul reminds us that with the coming of Christ, we are more than just our earthly self. Just as we have borne the image of the earthly one, he writes, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly one. We bear the image, the likeness of Christ. And what a difference that makes. Our oneness with Christ and with every member of his body creates a deep mutuality in our kinship. I love the phrase used by Boyle for this relationship. He names it exquisite mutuality. Beautiful, precious, maybe a little fragile, but a mutuality, a reciprocity, a communion. Exquisite mutuality. Acting out of this kind of relationship, as described in this passage, a truly God-like relationship, can seem to be asking us to risk everything. We are being asked to give totally of ourselves, and we can. We can because we know that we already share in the riches of God's reign. We are shaped by our identity as children of God. Thereby, we are in a position of power. Power that shares in the power of God's reign. The abundance of that reign ensures a return to us, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, overflowing. Sometimes we let our image of God and God's reign shrink to human size. When we do that, our hearts and our aspirations get smaller too. Today's scripture calls us to magnanimity, to the very largeness of God. Outrageous as that might feel, this call from the one remember who delights in us raises the question for us, could not our world do with a lot more magnanimity of soul?